Good morning. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Good morning, CJ. This is Ellie. I just have a few questions. I got a flyer in the mail and I'm interested. I just, as I said, I have a few questions.
Of
It
course.
says the actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Now, what exactly are we talking about there?
So typically, the speeds that are not guaranteed is just a few megabytes per second. Typically, we see actually a little bit over 1 gig.
1 gig, and 1 gig will take care of my TV and my I don't have a lot going on. I don't have multiple things going on, but that should cover it.
Yes, absolutely. So if you don't have much going on in the home and you don't have like 30 plus devices like I do, then I can definitely state that the 1 gig is definitely going to be more than enough for you. You won't see any slowdown or any lag. You won't see any kind
Okay.
of downshift in service as far as that goes. So I definitely recommend the 1 gig, especially if, you don't have a lot going on.
Okay,
If you
what do
had
they
like a
mean
house full
by
of gamers, however, I might suggest the 2 gig.
No. You're talking to an old lady here.
No
It's
worries.
me and my
We are
dog
only as
here.
old as our mind leads us to believe, just so you know.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Hey,
What do
I've
they
met
mean
somebody that
by?
was in their 80s that was fit and so fit that he could lift over 300 pounds. So, believe
Dear
me.
Lord, overachiever.
I know. That's what I saw. I was like, how? He did not look like he was in his 80s. I was blown away, but I digress. But it really put
It's
into
Monday
perspective,
morning.
we can do anything that we want.
I love that attitude. Thank you, CJ.
Of course.
What kind of user restrictions are they to? It says subject to usage restrictions.
So, I
What
mean,
are we restricting?
we don't really have many restrictions as far as that goes. I mean, you're capable to do basically anything. You're able to do, surfing the web. You're able to play games if you wanted to, upload photos. I mean, I think the usage is like you wouldn't be able to go for higher than what you're basically programmed for.
Okay, and I'm programmed for 1 gig. Is that what we're
Well,
is?
if that's the plan that you want, yes, you can definitely go for the
Okay.
1 gig. The 1 gig is normally $79.99, but if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, you get a $10 discount to make it $69.99. And that price is
Okay, it
valid
has
for
to
2 years.
come through the checking, or can it go through credit cards, or no, it needs to be through the checking account.
It needs to be through the checking to get the full $10 discount. If you sign up for auto
Gotcha.
pay with your credit or debit card, it would only give a $5 discount. So it would bring it down to $74.99.
Okay. And you said it's good for 2 years. Where do we land after 2 years
So it would just go back
at
up to
this
the
point?
normal price, which is the $10 difference. Of course, that's subject to change depending on, we don't know what will happen in 2 years.
Right. I mean, being reasonable here, I was just. If you said to me it would be $180 a month, I'd say, well,
Oh,
thank you. I'm not
absolutely not.
interested.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no. It
good.
would just go back to the regular price.
And I had another question. And it comes with the equipment, it comes with the installation. And
Yes, we're having free install at the moment, and we do not charge you for the modem or router. It's fully included in the price.
okay, now again, you're talking to a 70-year-old lady here. Oh, God, I've lost my train of thought. Give me a second.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
How hard will it be to transfer all my info? Does it happen automatically, or do I have to physically change everything that I have on this system to Archtop?
Yes, so if you're talking about like your smart TV, for example, yes, you would have to reconnect
Right.
it to the new connection.
Okay, and how difficult is that?
It's not very difficult. Our techs are also, if you have any questions, can also answer any questions during the time of install if you can't think of anything beforehand. But as far as it goes, you
Okay.
would just go into your settings and then you click into network and then you would find the Wi-Fi network.
And it would be that simple. Okay.
It would be that simple to where you would just enter the new password. For you would select the Wi-Fi connection. So like typically by default, our routers provide an arch top fiber and then a certain number afterwards, or arch top and then a number. And at that point, you would select that specific one in your list of available Wi-Fi networks. Click on that and type in the password using your remote. It'll pull up a whole little keyboard on your screen, and you use the arrow keys to go ahead and select the each letter or number.
And once it's transferred over, there's nothing else that I need to do at this end. It would be taken care of by the person who's installing it.
Correct. Yes. So
Okay.
essentially what happens is once the installer comes for the appointment, they will go ahead and get the fiber into the home, and they would be able to place the modem and router where you would like it to be, or even figure out the best way to get your whole home covered. And at that point,
Okay.
they will also help you set up the HomePass app, which will give you full control over your Wi-Fi.
I'm writing this down, HomePass app, and that'll cover the Wi-Fi.
So
Okay.
that will give you full control. It's not that
Full
it would
control.
cover it, but it would give you full control. So you can change the Wi-Fi password if you wanted to. You could change the Wi-Fi network name if you wanted to. You can
Gotcha.
also go ahead and choose which devices you want access.
Give me an example.
So, for example, if you have kids or grandkids that come over and you don't want them gaming, or that you don't want them on their phone, or they're grounded by mom, you can make it so that their devices don't have access to the internet and be like, nope, you were told no tablet.
Oh, that's sweet.
You can also figure out, like, if you have a spouse, for example, who regularly comes home at certain times, you can also set it up so that once your that device is connected to the Wi-Fi, you know who's home. Which is
Okay,
kind of nice, because
gotcha.
that way you make sure that your family is home safe and sound, and you know. So I mean,
Gotcha.
there's a lot of positives to the app.
Good. The residential services subscriber agreement, that's a mouthful. Do I get a copy of that or do I?
Yes. So you'll find that you'll have the link in the email once you sign up, and you'll be
Okay.
able to review the terms and service on your Archtop Fiber online portal.
Okay, beyond the monthly fee, there's nothing else that I'm obligated to do.
No, the only thing that we
No.
do ask for is a credit check, which is a soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry. It does not affect your
Okay.
credit score. The only thing that it tells us is whether or not you are required to pay a deposit, which if you are
Okay.
required to pay the deposit, it's a $50 deposit. We hold on to that until the service is canceled, and then from there it'll either be returned to you or it will apply to the final bill.
Gotcha. And I'm not sure if I locked my credit or not. I'm going to have to double check on that. Okay.
That's
Thank
understandable.
you, CJ, right?
Yes, Ellie.
You have been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so very welcome.
I'm going to run this past a friend of mine and then, but I'm pretty sure. Can I temporarily sign up?
So, I mean, we can definitely take a look at your address and see when the in-service date is, and we can pre-order. Or if you wanted to run it by, a family member, friend, whoever you wanted to run it by before making the decision, you can definitely do so. The
You know
choice
what?
is up to
Let's
you.
go for it. Let's go for it. Yeah.
All right, great. All right, so I'll
Okay.
just need a little bit of information. And Ellie, is that short for
Elena,
Elena?
ELENA.
Perfect. I could type, that would be great.
It's Monday morning. It's
It
Monday
is
morning.
Monday. What is your service address, please?
254 Main Street.
In which town, please?
That's Kingston, New York.
Okay. Because we do
And it's
also
124.
offer, yep, 01. We also offer service in Rhinebeck. We're in Saugerties. We're getting started
Good.
on Red Hook soon. So it's not
Good.
just Kingston that we provide service to.
You know, we've had the one company for forever, And they know it. And when you have a monopoly, it's a horror show. So I'm
I've
glad that
heard
we
that
have
word so
competition
many
here.
times lately.
Yeah.
Okay, so
And
for
they
your.
treat you like,
Oh, go
go
ahead.
ahead. I was going to say they treat you like they know that they've got you by the short hairs. So this is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, I know. Don't I know it? I mean, I've heard so many stories with regards to other companies. It's insane. And it's like they don't treat you like you're human either.
No, no, they don't.
So I do see that your in-service date is for the end of October. So that's when we're able to get out to
Okay.
that area of Kingston, just so that you're aware. We can definitely go ahead and pre-order. Now, during this pre-order, we do have to go through that credit check. Did you want to wait on that?
While you're on the phone, while I'm on the phone? Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay.
As I said, I'm not sure that it's the credit is. I was locking it for a while. I'm not sure if it's been unlocked. See if you can get the information. If not, in the
Okay.
meantime, I'll be looking to find
Yeah,
the
it'll let me
phone
know if it's
carefully.
locked or not. I mean, the only thing that
Okay.
we see is whether or not you're at risk of being delinquent on your bill. That's the only thing it gives us. We don't see anything more than that.
Okay, go for it. You need
Okay.
my Social Security?
I'll need it in a little bit, but first I'm going to gather the
Okay.
other information, such as your first name, last name, best email address for you, your phone number, of course, and then just some basic questions first before going through that that credit check.
Okay.
Now, approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking?
Not large at all. 1,200 and change.
Okay, so that's not bad. So the reason that I ask about that is because we do offer Wi-Fi extenders so that it brings out the Wi-Fi connection to those hard to reach places in the home. I mean, I've got about 1,100 square feet, and for some reason, the building materials make it harder for me
Yes.
to reach from the driveway or the kitchen, especially the kitchen. I'm like, I'm still in my house. But
That might be an issue. Can the when the tech comes, can he check it out for me?
Oh, absolutely. And if
Yeah.
you decide that you want a Wi-Fi extender, it is only $7.99 a month, so it's not very expensive. And you can add it
Okay.
at any time.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want home phone service?
No, I'm just going to keep
Okay.
my cell phone for
Nope,
now.
that's
I'm trying to
perfectly fine.
simplify my life.
I
Yeah.
just know that there are some people who still use a landline phone and they want their number ported over, and we can also offer that for $24.99. So,
Okay.
okay. And do you own or rent the property, please?
Own.
And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as the power, like Central Hudson, your current cable, which I assume would be through Spectrum? Are
Yes,
they underground
Central
or are they through
Hudson.
the air?
Through the air. Yeah, on
Okay.
wires, unfortunately.
Oh, no, you're fine. The reason we just asked that just to make sure that we're following exactly what needs to happen, because we do typically like to micro trench and bury the cables.
Right.
But if we're unable to, then we usually also follow aerial if necessary.
This
But we
is a
prefer
wet,
burial.
very, yeah, it's a very wet part of town. There's a lot of water issues. So I don't know if the trench, I've seen them putting trenches in parts of Kingston. I don't know if that's an option here, but they'll figure it out.
Absolutely, and we can definitely take a look at that as well. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And Ellie, what is your last name, please?
V as in Victor, AG as in George, LE, Zagel.
Perfect. And what is the best email address for you, please?
JELLIEB as in boy, EAN, 2323 at yahoo.com.
I love it. All right. And what is the best phone number that you would prefer on the account, please?
845-901-7365.
Perfect. Is there a secondary phone number that you would prefer on the account?
Nope, just
Okay.
that.
And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Any of the above email is good.
Okay. And just so that you are also aware with the email, we do sometimes send out marketing and information on discounts and special offers. So you can always unsubscribe if I can speak. Unsubscribe at any time if you want to go ahead and contact our office or if you want to click it at the bottom of our emails. We do have that capability. You'll still receive the important emails, of course, which are account specific. And then also with text messaging, we can notify you with the important information such as your install appointments, your updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive those text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you decide to authorize that. You can also choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call.
Okay.
Now, sometimes with some companies, message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then for phone, I just need your agreement on receiving phone calls, which can be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents, such as myself or vendors, at the phone number that you provided. Consent is not a condition of purchase, so if you want, you can revoke this consent at any time.
Okay. I don't usually answer if I don't know who it's – does it identify as Archtop?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So what we always do is we'll leave a voicemail to let you know, and we always leave our phone number in the voicemail.
Good, good. Because if I don't know who's calling, I don't answer. There's too many.
Oh yeah, no, of course, and I completely understand that as well. Especially because like you don't know if there's a whole bunch of scammers out there trying to, you know. I completely understand. I've been a victim of those several times as far as that goes, and it's just like, okay, number blocked. Like I don't need extended warranties for my car. Thank you. So I completely understand on that one.
Yeah.
And then now is the part where we do get to the self-credit check to see if a deposit is required. And I know you said you were willing to go through with the credit check. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And just bear with me as I get there.
Sure.
And if you do hear a few moments of silence, I do apologize.
No, no, I'm good here.
Can you spell for me your last name once more, please?
Yes. B as in Victor. A as in Apple. G as in George. L as in Larry.
Perfect.
E as in Elephant.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
All right.
How'd I do?
Oh, no, I don't have your social yet. So I will need that in just a moment.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, I am ready.
085-42-9799.
Perfect. Submitting it now. Perfect. No delinquency.
Thank goodness. Good to know.
Well, I think that's also very important.
Yeah, you know, I've worked hard to keep it good.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so difficult to raise your credit when it goes down, too. It takes forever.
I know.
And so we do offer that discount for enrolling in autopay and paperless billing. Did you want to set it up with your checking account?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And so whenever you're ready, I am ready to go ahead and take the routing number.
Okay. And here we are. Okay. We have 2219-76243. I'm hearing an echo in the background.
Oh, I'm so sorry if you are.
Yeah.
Is that
no,
a little bit
okay.
better?
Yes.
It might just be my system. Okay, and so that's Mid-Hudson Valley FCU?
Yep.
Okay. And what is the account number, please?
927-485-22.
Okay. And it is your name on the account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And is this a checking account or savings account?
A checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment when the bill is due every month? And of course, your billing cycle does not start until the day of install.
Okay, and it's at the end of the cycle, correct? Did I read that correctly?
Correct. It should be at the end of the cycle.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Will I get any kind of notification that they're doing it?
Yes. So once the invoice or rather your bill is available, that is typically when you will receive within a day or two later the amount taken out of your account.
Okay.
So in a sense, you will get notified with regards to when your bill is. Can you hear me?
You just blacked out on me, but you're back.
Okay, good. I was going to say. So sorry about that.
No. This...
I know, technology. We can't live with it. We can't live without it either.
Oh. True words were never spoken.
Oh, that's so true. I mean, look at our children. Our children are so dependent upon technology. It's
yes.
crazy.
The
My son is
so.
Obsessed with, well, I mean, I've got a 4-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 13-year-old. The 13-year-old is now
Ooh.
Obsessed with social media. The 8-year-old is obsessed
yeah.
with video games. And then the 4-year-old knows how to handle a tablet better than I ever did. So
I asked the 4-year-old how to do things.
Yeah, and he probably would be one of the smartest kids out there, too, I'm sure.
Oh man.
All right. And then so is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like any other buried wires, pipes, septic tank?
I don't well, if they're working in Kingston, I'm sure they've got permits and everything.
Yes. That is number one on our list every time.
Number one. I have a bead dry system in the basement. I don't think that's anything to.
No, we don't
about.
Go very deep. We only go maybe 6 to 8 inches, but sometimes there's other companies that also only go about 6 to 8 inches. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're marking where we need to mark, and then we're digging, you know, where we need to dig. And it's not,
so
not like we're going to be digging holes either. It's like micro trench. So it's only wide enough for the cable.
Okay, and so the cable comes into the house buried.
So it'll be buried, and then
through
it'll
the
run up to where your current cable company has their wires coming in.
Okay.
So we'll bury it up to
just,
the house, and then it'll come up the wall.
Okay, up to the house, but not into the basement.
Unless you want it to go into the basement.
No, because I just spent... I'm not even going to tell you what I spent on putting a bead dry system in.
Oh,
and
no,
I don't want
I believe
anything
it.
Interfering with that. Okay, good.
Yeah, no. Not unless there was already an access point in the basement for it. I mean, we typically don't unless we absolutely have to, but of course we would notify you with regards to that first.
Gotcha. Okay, good.
So we would actually typically our one thing that we do is we follow where your current service is going through.
Oh, good. Then we're fine. There's no issue there.
Okay. And then so at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. What can happen is that they will install that drop cable, which is that cable that will get buried in your front yard that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to
Okay.
the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation because it's outside. We don't need access to the inside. Required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. So what that means is that if they are not able to bury it right then and there when they come out to do it initially, we will or coordinate for that to be buried within 10 days.
Wonderful.
If you have a current provider, which I know you have Spectrum at the moment, correct?
Yes.
To maintain that consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current one.
Okay. So you'll give me the go ahead that it's ready to rock and I'll
Yes, so we will be
contact
contacting
Spectrum.
you to go ahead and get you scheduled for your installation date. And of course, we take into high importance as to when it's good for you. We even do Saturdays. So we do have a good availability throughout the week. So we will definitely contact you to
Okay.
be like, okay, hey, what day is good for you? We want to make sure that things are, good for you as well as us.
Okay.
And then, of course, the modem and the router and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber. And if you cancel it, you will have to return it within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, what will happen is you
Obviously.
will receive a return kit, which is a pre-labeled box, to go ahead and send all the associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. So that means if you have the modem, the router, and if you have any Wi-Fi extenders. We
Okay.
don't come back to collect any wires that we buried. Don't worry, I've had that question before. I've actually
Recycling,
gotten that question. I was
hey.
surprised when I heard that. That would be quite the job at that
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
No.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh,
But
CJ,
so
you're a little bit of sunshine on a cloudy morning here.
oh, I'm glad to hear
Yeah,
that.
very well done.
Well, Archtop
Thank you.
does reserve the right to charge.
Oop, I'm losing you. CJ? CJ. Oh, dear. Hello? CJ? Hello? Oh
For
dear,
the
we're disconnected.
unreturning someone here. I'm sorry.
CJ, you're blacking out on me here. Can you hear me? I don't know what just happened here.
How about now?
Now I got you back. Good. There you
Okay,
are.
great. So
I don't know
it
what
was
just
something
happened.
going on in my system. I do apologize.
Okay.
Okay, so what will happen is that if you don't return the equipment within the required time frame, we can charge up to $135 per unit. So that's per item.
Ow.
Yeah, I know. So we definitely don't want that.
No. 30 days, got it.
From the end of your at the end of your once at the end of your service. So once you terminate the service, like say you're moving and we don't provide service to the new area, or
Gotcha.
say for example, you decide you're not happy with our services, which we would be very sad about.
No, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean
Yeah.
we do our best to, provide the best service that we can. So I don't see
Good.
that being an issue. At least I hope not.
Okay.
So for any
Okay.
questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or any billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account, but you already have the auto pay set up, so you should be fine with that. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided to me today. So what will happen is you will receive two emails. One will be from us with regards to the confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop.
CJ, I lost you again.
Again?
Oh, dear.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Are you able to hear me? Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hello?
Testing. Are you able to hear me? If you can hear me, I can also call you back.
Hello?
Ellie, can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness.
Ellie?
CJ?
Ellie, if you can hear me, I can also call you back. Maybe it'll go through a little bit better.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Ellie? Ellie? Ellie, let me go ahead and call you back, okay?
CJ?
Can you hear me? Are you able to hear me now? All right.